A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. On that day, a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a bud shall blossom. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and of understanding, a spirit of counsel and of strength, a spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Then the wolf shall be a guest of the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the young lion shall browse together with a little child to guide them. The cow and the bear shall be neighbors. Together their young shall rest. The lion shall eat hay like the ox, and the baby play by the cobra's den. These words and many others from the prophet Isaiah are typical Advent readings, a time in which we are once again inspired and filled with hope, given our faith that God is and can be fully present to creation. These readings from Isaiah give us in their own way the prophet's vision and insight into the mind of God. They hold out for us a dream, the way the world might be, can be. The wolf lying down with the lamb, the calf and the lion. They lead us into a deeper awareness of what God's dream for creation might be, what God's intention in creating was, what God's dream for humanity is, what God dreamt of when God freely chose to create the world. It is a dream in which harmony, rather than enmity, prevails, love over hate, reconciliation rather than polarization. As powerful as this dream is, this vision, and as important as it is for us periodically, frequently, to stir it up and revive it within ourselves, it also raises some significant questions if we are to ask ourselves realistically how this dream may come true, how this might come to pass. These are some of the questions that come to me. How are we to reach out and love those who have hurt us or can harm us? How can we reach out and embrace and love those who have hurt us or can harm us? Or should we even reach out? Would it be too risky? Could it do us damage? Or on the other hand, are we damaged by not reaching out, by perhaps nurturing our wounds? When, then, would a healthy self-protection become a wound nurtured beyond what is healthy, and an unwillingness persevere within us that does not seek reconciliation? To me, these are some of the most significant questions in our spiritual journeys in life. And they are questions that are foisted upon us as we consider Isaiah's invitation for a different kind of world. To me, Catherine of Siena also offers us an insight into the questions, for they are questions with which she would have struggled as she left her years of solitude in the cell within her family home and was drawn out to minister in the streets of Siena to the poor, to the diseased, to those that she may have at times found repugnant, to those who resisted her. And in one sense, it's captured in an image that Catherine has as well for the church, namely that of the leper. Just as Catherine would have encountered lepers in the streets of Siena and had to ask herself the question, how do I reach out and touch and love these people of God whom I might find at times disturbing, disgusting? So likewise, in using that word leper as an image for the church, she realized that the church itself was full of disease, that the question was the same. How do I reach out, love, and embrace that which disappoints me or can cause me harm? Again, that basic kind of question in our spiritual lives. How do we persevere in living the life to which God calls us? These questions, as challenging as they can be, raise even further questions. For, yes, we can speak about harmony, love, and reconciliation. But when is it time to take sides rather than simply to slide over the differences among us? When is it time not to take sides and to build bridges to try to reach across the gaps that separate us? There is a time to take sides, and there is a time not to take sides. And how do we know when that time comes for each of these? Perhaps another facet of this awareness that deepens within us as we struggle with Isaiah's vision, with God's dream, and how it might come to pass, another facet is the awareness that perhaps we need to seek within each of us that deep level of reconciliation. That within ourselves, we need to let go of enmity, of hatred, of feelings of polarization that ostracize or categorize the others as other, while at the same time having the courage and the freedom to challenge outside ourselves with love those things that we perceive as destructive of God's dream for humanity. And so to deepen the love within us, and from out of that deep contemplative love, to challenge in our world lovingly what needs to be challenged. But this then highlights for us another facet of these Advent readings that we so often find in Isaiah, the awareness of the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord will be upon him, the reading says. Or in another place in Isaiah, as Jesus quotes in his homily in Nazareth, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. It is the awareness that through the power of this gift of the Spirit that we are able to live the life to which we are called, that we are able to make God's dream come true. It is not about us and our own powers or capacities, but our ability to move beyond what our natural inclinations might at times seem in order to sustain our desire for harmony, for peace, for reconciliation, for love. It is only in the end through the gift of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit, those great gifts of awe and devotion, courage, as well as counsel, knowledge, deep understanding, and true wisdom. And so during Advent, we are encouraged to bring to life once again the vision that Isaiah presents as God's dream for humanity and for creation. But we are also empowered to help that dream come true through our awareness of the gift of the Spirit. And so it is in our discerning the presence and action of the Spirit in our lives that we know when to challenge, when to console, when to take sides, when not to take sides, and how to reach out and embrace while not doing ourselves harm, but nevertheless calling forth peace, love, and justice in our world.